Penguin Random House Audio presents Paris Match by Stuart Woods, read for you by Tony Roberts. One. Stone Barrington closed his three suitcases and called down for Fred Flicker to fetch his luggage. Fred was quick.
"I'll have the car around in 5 minutes, Mr. Barrington," he said.
"Thank you, Fred."
Fred hustled the three cases onto the elevator and disappeared. Stone turned to Anne Keaton, who was sitting on the end of his bed, fully dressed and ready to go to her job at the New York City campaign headquarters of Catherine Lee, the Democratic nominee for President of the United States. Anne was her deputy campaign manager.
"Are you crying because I'm leaving?" Stone asked.
"I mean, you've known for weeks that I have to go to Paris for the opening of the new hotel, Larrington."
"No," she said, "that's not why.
I'll be back in 2 or 3 weeks, and you're going to be so busy with the campaign that you won't even notice that I'm gone."
"I'll notice," Anne said. "I have something to tell you."
"Just a minute," Stone said. He buzzed his secretary, Joan Robertson. "Ask Fred to pick up the machetes, then come back for me," he said. Then he returned and sat next to Anne on the bed. "All right," he said. "Tell me."
"I'm crying because I won't be here when you get back," Anne said.
This was news to Stone. "And where will you be?"
"In Washington."
"I don't understand. Kate said you could work out of New York."